Okay, we're in Parak Yud in Hilchos Bikurim. We're going to continue with more of the presents that are given to the Kohen. And here we're going to focus on Rishis Hagez, which is the first of the, literally the shearings or the wool, which is the most common case. And the first, and that has to be given to the Kohen as well. So let's hope that we're going to focus on this Parak only that deals with these halachas. Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Sase Litan the Kohen Rishis Hagez. There's a mitzvah to give the Kohen the first of the shearing, Shnemar Rishis Gates on Chati Tamla. Levim b'chal Yisrael mitzvazu, and Levim are considered like non-Kohanim, okay, when it comes to this mitzvah. Vein l'rishis hageiz zushir min Torah, midoraisa, there's no actual minimum amounts to give, so you can give one thread. M'divrei sofrim shel yufkos ma'acham shishim. Of course, rabbinically, you can't give less than a 60th. Vein l'negas al v'aretz, this only applies in Eretz Yisrael, bein v'tnei abayis, bein shalov v'tnei abayis, whether the base of mikdash is standing or not, k'rishis v'adagan, just like Shuma, v'noi v'chulin. And also it applies to things that are, just like by Matnas Kun in the last parak, it applies to things that are not consecrated, about Lobu Mikdashim. But if the thing was already Hekdish, then it doesn't apply. So what's an example? Lacha Beis, Ketzad, Aresha Hekdish, Behemos, Lebedek Abayis, Vigazazazan. Let's say someone set aside an animal, a sheep, for the temple, for the base of Mikdash, and he went ahead and sheared them. Yochli Yechayad Liftos Litan Akoyim. So does he have to go ahead and redeem it and then give the rishis hageiz to the Kohen? O hikdish behema chutz megizasa, right? Or let's say someone was makdish an animal prior to what it called, except for the shearings. Yochli yechai rishis hageiz. Would he also be chayiv in the first shearings? Tamalomar, sonacha has to be yours. Ein elu tsono. These do not belong to him. Halacha gimel, similar to the case of the Zroa, etc. Halacha gimel, kol kadashim shekada mum kavua lehekdeshan the niftil. Anything that's hektish that a mum kavua was founded at prior to it being hektish and then was redeemed, chayavim rishis hageiz. Now that's considered. There's an obligation to give the first of the shearings. Avaim kadam hekdeshan es mumam. Let's say the mum came before it was makdish, or shekada mum over lehekdeshan, or let's say it was a what it called. Let's say it was temporary and became permanent in terms of the mum. Bachach no lehem mum kabua. Beniftu and you redeem it. Pejorim rishis hageiz. Since these things had the status of hektish to them, they're pater from rishis hageiz. Allah chadalat. Ein chayav in rishis hageiz ela hakvasim bilvan. The only thing, only animals that are chayav in rishis hageiz are sheep, which seems reasonable. Zecharim kenekevos, male or female, shat semer shalehen who are royal of the gadim, because their wool is really ideal for clothes. Haya tsumar and kasha, but let's say their wool is very hard, vein royal lubisha, and it's the kind that you wouldn't make a good shirt out of. Paturim rishis hageiz, you would not have to give rishis hageiz from that animal. Shem batan azul kohen elikadei lubosh mena, because the whole point of giving it to the kohen, right? We give the kohen lots of food. He also needs clothing, so this is a way to provide him with clothing. Halacha hey, kemen shezichol kadosh baruch hu b'shumos shehein lachmo b'yino. Okay, so kadosh baruch hu basically said just what I said a second ago. Kadosh baruch hu set aside for the kohen. The first of the lechem and the yayin, right? The truma of the lechem and yayin, bread and wine. The zichel of matanos behema, and also he made sure Kohanim got meat. Okay, but kachin mikdash of basar shalom, and also obviously from the korbanos as well, the meat belongs to the kohen. Zichel of riches against lovosho lobusho. So that's why also Hakadosh Baruch Hu includes clothing. With a gezel hager b'charamim is the achuza pinyan b'choros lo sosa v'shartz rachav. Right, and so too, these are all cases we haven't got to yet. Okay, the case of stealing from the ger and the haramim, steyachuza, all these things we're going to get to down, and pigeon b'choros, we'll get to this later. Okay, sharei ein lo chelik b'nachalav avisa. Why does he? Point is, why does he get all these things? Because he has no land, and also not only that, the kohen never gets any spoils from war. So since he doesn't get any spoils from war or any land, he's entitled to all these gifts. Rachavav, ayad semer shalhen adam o shachor o shechom. Chayeves rishis hageiz. So, if the wool is red or black or brown, you're still chayev in rishis hageiz. About im gazas at semer. Let's say I shear it vitzavo and I dye it kodem shiitain before I give it to the kohen. Then niftam rishis hageiz. Then it's putter. I'm no longer obligated in giving rishis hageiz. Hilbino kodem shiitain. Let's say I bleach it prior to giving it. Chayev lahafish achash libno. I still would have to separate it out after I bleach it. Atolar semer recholim biyado. Let's say someone pulls out the wool from his using his hands, below gazas, but doesn't actually use like an instrument to shear it. Chayiv rishis hageiz would still be chayiv in rishis hageiz. Lachazan rishis hageiz noeg b'kalayim b'koy b'treifa. So rhesus again applies to animals that are brought about through a hybrid mean, or the koi, which is that animal that has a suffix status, or even a sheep that's basically that's going to die. It's mortally wounded. Aval goes is a mesa pater. But if I go ahead and I shear a sheep that's already dead, then I'd be pater from having to give that the first of the shearing, so to speak, to the goyim. Alachas hamafresh rhesus again va'avod. Let's say I separate out rhesus again and I lose it, or it gets destroyed. I'm responsible for it until I get to the coin. Let's say a person says, let all my shearings be first shearings, meaning all go to the coin. His words count, meaning that works. Let's say a person purchases the shearings of a sheep owned by a non-Jew after the non-Jew sheared it. You're pater from rachis agaz. Let's say he purchased the sheep for their shearings. Then he's chayav. Even if the wools or the shearing, so to speak, grew while in possession by the non-Jew. Even if the sheep are going to go back to the ownership of the non-Jew after shearing them. Since the shearer is a Jew and the shearings belong to him, that's why he's obligated, because the chiv doesn't emerge until the actual time of shearing itself. Let's say a person purchases the shearings of another Jew. If the seller leaves a little bit, behind of shearings, the seller would have to separate the rest of it, the remaining off from the rest. The official hiskal mokar ligdos, even if the seller didn't begin to actually shear. Chazaka, right, the assumption is, in adam mokar matanaskuna, a person doesn't sell the presents that are due to the coin. Vin lo shaya klum, let's say he didn't leave any sheep to shear at all, alokea chai bahapresh. The person who buys it would then have to separate out the shearings. Lakidal, hayushne mine giza. Let's say a person has two types of shearings, kagon giza levana vegiza shechoma, like he has white and brown, or giza zacharim, giza zakeva, so male and female. Umachar min zeh v'niach min acher. And what does he do? He sells one of them and keeps the other. Zenos la'atzma, zenos la'atzma. Okay. So what that means literally is that both the buyer and the seller have to give rachis. Zenos la'atzma ma'ashav lakach, right? So zenos la'atzma for the person who purchased, zenos la'atzma ma'ashir, and the seller for what he retained. Allah Hibbez. Gershon is Geyer. Well, we love this case. A convert someone who converts. Vayelo gizos, and he has shearings. He's not sure at what point the shearing took place. Had he already converted or not? So basically, he's pater because you have to prove that wasn't the case. So we haven't been talking yet about what the shear of sheep that produced the chiyav rishis case is, meaning how many sheep must there be, right, for the entire group or flock of sheep to be chayav rishis hageiz. Ein pachas mechamesh. So a flock is defined by a minimum of five sheep. V'hushiyeh begiza shelahen, ein pachas mishal shishim sela. And it has to be that there's a 60 sela weight of shearings in this group of five. V'tiyeh gizas kol achas mechamesh on ein pachas mishal yubei sela. And the shearings of each one must be approximately 12 sela weight of wool. Haisa achas men gozezes pachas mibei sela. Now let's say one of them has less than that weight of 12. Even the other four, right, or the five total have 60. Oh, yes, sir. Hari le paturim, rishis agaz. Nonetheless, you'd be putter in this case of rishis agaz. Alach yudal. Hashutfin chayavim rishis agaz. Partners who own sheep are chayavim rishis agaz. B'hu shiyeh b'chelek l'echam hen kashir. As long as each one has the minimum shear listed in Alach yudal. Aval chamesh shom levad shal shnei shutfin paturim. But if there are only five sheep belonging to two people, then they'd be putter from rishis hageis. One second. Okay. Halakha tesva. When does the mitzvah of rishis hageis kick in? Halakha tesva. Rishis hageis mitzvah sa bitchila, right? It comes up immediately when you start. Then hifrish, bein be'emsa bein misof yatsa. But let's say you set it aside in the middle or even at the end of the shearing, you're fine. Hayulo chameshon v'gazaz achas and levad v'machon yizasa. Let's say I had five sheep. And I didn't shear them all at the same time. I just sheared one of them and then sold that wool. Then I sheared the second and sold that. Et cetera. All of them join together to be Rishis Hageis. He can be obligated in this even after many years. And he can go ahead and shear from new to old, etc. But let's say he has one type of sheep, the Gaza, and he shears it, and he sets aside the shearing. But he purchases a second one, the Gaza, and shears that, and then sets it aside. It will not be joined together. Let's say a person has different shearings, lots of shearings of Rishis Hageis, and he wants to divide them up among different Kohanim. So he has to go ahead and give each Kohen no less than 5 sela amount of white wool, which is basically enough to make a small shirt. Loshi al benu, right? So let's say the akach itin lo, right? It's not that he should go ahead and bleach them and then give them. El itin lo mitzem ragiza kashut savoy. He should give it to him. The wool should be given over when it's in its raw, unrefined state. Kadeshia bo akar libun chamesh lim. So after the bleaching, it'll be 5 sela of weight. Oh yes, or more. Shenem ratitin lo shia bo kadeh matana muela. So you have to give him in its pristine, in its raw state. Excuse me. Alach yizayin reishis gei shmul kol davar. So the first shearings are non-hekdesh, the vika, chani omer, so that's why the Rambam assumes, shenosin oso l'kohanes, you can give it to a woman who's part of the family kohanim, afi shehin is su'a l'Yisrael, even if she's married to a non-kohen, ken matanos behema, just like matanos behema, v'yuli shedin shenayin echadu. And that's why the Rambam assumes that both halachas are the same. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will pick up Perek Yud Aleph tomorrow, and Perek Yud Beis will bring Bikurim to a close.